Hey, I'm Jack.
And I'm Chad. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may be wondering, where can I get my hands on the rulebook to this amazing game they're playing?
Well, you're in luck, because Legends, the superhero role-playing game, is now available for purchase on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, select comic and game stores, and even off our website, www.matchplaygames.ca.
So if you've ever dreamt of battling injustice, pick up a copy of Legends, the superhero role-playing game. The world can always use another superhero.
Last time on Legends, a superhero story.
I'm Marty McElroy, and I say we're doing it this way.
No matter what, we will help you, but we need Titan.
The further away the famine host gets, it might be able to reduce the effect of the hold of that the spores have on the people. They had planned to essentially, like, fly the Osprey as quickly as possible and drop off up on the roof.
You wanted to do a diversion with the warblers?
And you notice a familiar red cape, jet boots.
I turn back to the guys.
I think you found yourself a partner.
I gotta go.
I let the group know, and I open the door very slowly.
Sitting at the head of the table is Powerhouse. All the ports are all open on her armor, and instead these big greenish, yellow-green tentacles are coming out. On the other end is Titan held up.
I'm literally gonna sneak up right behind Famine.
You walk forward, and you slap the cuff right around Famine's wrist.
Yeah?
And nothing happens.
I finally got you, Dusk Fox. Fuck it.
And you look around to see a huge tentacle burst from Titan's chest. And then a couple seconds later, he looks back up with the shocking green-yellow eyes.
Balls.
Oh.
The collective.
And I guess we're going after Titan then.
I pick him up and I throw.
And he kind of like splats inside the cell. I found you a week ago, you know that?
What do you mean?
A week after it started. It honestly seems like it was deliberate. I don't know if all this interdimensional stuff, if they're got it out for you, but it kind of seems like it.
Sounds like someone's taking things personally. Maybe the dynamos are getting to Zenith after all.
And we're recording.
Hello.
My name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Ding, ding, ding.
It has
so
many often awesome parts.
Nope. There's another hello you missed.
God damn it.
You missed hello. Hello. My name is...
Grant?
Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago.
Dun, dun.
It has so many awesome parts.
Me llamo Elder Wild.
White. Are these your kids?
Would you like to buy a book or read a book written by Jesus?
I got new dice.
No, Elder Cunningham. That's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Elders, show them.
This is the most scattered intro to an episode I think we've ever had.
False. Probably.
No,
I don't have another reference, but probably not.
No.
I mean, it's up there. It's one of the more scattered ones we've had.
Yeah. Maybe like top 10 or top 5.
Are you going on natural today, Cardoso?
I forgot my headphones.
Okay.
For this audio medium.
Cardoso's not wearing headphones.
We're all in the same room.
I was really going to go dirty joke, and I'm like, we're going to hold...
What you know?
I have a filter every now and then.
Oh, whoa.
And it just worked.
It's when he's sleeping.
That's new.
Hey, big news, everybody. Guess what happened on Monday?
What happened on Monday, Chad?
Great big quantities of book were ordered.
Great big quantities of book?
Great big quantities of book. Right, Jack?
We ordered a decent amount of books, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Enthusiasm.
How many books?
Yes.
A great big quantity.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're listening to this where we've already talked about the books have already been ordered by now. And hopefully even maybe on their way by now. I don't know if we get lucky, but probably not.
By the time you're listening to this, not by the time that we've recorded this.
And then a week from now, they'll be stuck on a shipping container in the Suez Canal.
Don't say that, please. Please, no.
No, actually, there's no canal.
In the States.
They're printing in the States.
So if they're going to the Suez Canal, there's something very wrong.
So it'll get blocked at a bridge at Windsor because there'll be another truck convoy.
Ugh.
Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel.
Emily. Amanda.
It's been a week.
I can't remember what we've done already.
I can't remember what we've done. My brain is on new job mode. So remind us.
We fought the collective again, kind of. So you fought Famine.
Yep.
And they killed the Titan of that dimension.
Wait, no, we sent
they killed
Famine through while still in control of the Titan body.
No,
so
we did not. Famine died transferring the consciousness to Titan, to the Zenith.
Yeah.
That's who we sent through. They're in the jail cell.
Yeah.
He's so the Zenith, not that,
technically the body is still animated.
If you take the Famine away, the Titan is dead.
Yeah. So
Titan be dead.
The body is still moving.
Because it's the collective.
Yes.
Anyway, so we won that battle.
Yeah. So you went back to Rift.
We won the fight, not the battle.
You went back to Blip. Yeah, you won the battle, but not the war, I guess.
There you go. Thank you.
We're gonna skip ahead. It's been like.
Can I request something?
Sure.
Before you do that, sorry for interrupting. Emily, can we see the little map? I know that people can't see it, but can we see the little map?
Oh.
I've kind of lost track of how many places we've saved. I think that's 4 now.
Jack, which one did we just do? So there's getting to be too many colors. But I'm gonna make a very dark purple. Is like we kind of want it, but also not.
Well,
it's unfortunate.
We want it because
technically we want
it. We want it because the collective, by removing the Titan who had the major win in it, they all came back.
It just wasn't a happy win.
No. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put a little zombie in that dot. Then
a dub's a dub.
Little zombie hand is going in that,
as they say,
in that dot.
There's no zombies left there though.
No, but like we did not save that Malcolm was not saved.
It's unfortunate that you've already used yellow.
Yeah.
It's all good. Zombie hand's great. So, okay, so we've technically stopped them 4 times.
Yes.
Sort of. Perfect. Okay.
Zombie.
Let's go.
Zombie. Okay, continue.
I'm thinking y'all probably had a short break, like a short, like maybe 3 or 4 days
to level up again.
No, what do y'all do in that?
Can I do
time?
Another project?
Well, it depends. We can. Let me just crack out this tome, and we can see what project Impact's getting really into the projects. What are you trying to do?
I want to upgrade one of my existing gadgets. I said that I wanted to do a project and I did not actually think of what I wanted to do yet. I want to do something that makes my grappling gun grapple damage a little spicier. Cause right now it's just 1d8 kinetic piercing and that's kind of
okay.
Our projects, I feel like doing it like that, like I'm all for it, but I feel like that's almost like leveling up an ability that you have.
Players may want to spend time on projects to create new equipment like specialized weapons, magic items, and vehicles for themselves throughout their super career. To be able to start on your project, you must first pass an intelligence skill contest.
Okay, great.
And as you go on, yeah. So basically, yes. So she can do this to upgrade. Perfect. This would be a small project.
I just want to like maybe give it like, I don't know. Hold up. Let me open the book because I'm getting there. It's happening. Don't worry about it. And the outline is still not there, so control F, find damage types. The phrase damage type is mentioned 68 times in this book, so please hold as I go all the way through to find the list of them.
It's on page 80.
Well, in your printed book, but not in my Google Doc that I have in front of me. Damage types, okay.
Are you looking to add a secondary damage type or just do more damage overall?
Ooh, I don't know. What could I do?
Add barbs to it, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I was thinking like adding like if I added like poison or lightning, that's like an easy, like justifiable, like, oh, I put a wire down it for like a little bit of a shock or.
Yeah, I like that.
Something, because I've already got the shocking punch now.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of goes along the lines of that.
Okay. Yeah, I like the idea of like adding a taser line to it, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to need 1 intelligence contest from you.
The 36?
36, okay, yeah. So you definitely got the blueprint going. You think it can work.
But if we only have a few days, I don't know if I'll be able to.
It's going to cost 3D tens of thousands of dollars. To add a copper wire.
I roll so high on the $21,000.
Okay, it costs $21,000.
That seems a little ridiculous.
And 3D 10 days to add a copper wire to your
Okay, it's going to take me 9 days, so it's going to take me way longer than we have now. So okay, that's fine.
They kind of got halfway there.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll pick back up on it again later.
Cool.
And then you can do the finishing intelligence contest to see if you finished it.
Yee.
Okay.
I mean, Becca's apparently loaded.
She's got discretionary spending budget with...
And, you know, saving the Chromaverse is, I think, worth it.
I'd like to do a project.
Okay.
So, but I don't know if with my whopping 9 intelligence, I'm the right person to do it. But anyways, in reading it, I would like to have a portable battery pack.
For what?
Aren't you already a portable battery pack?
Just it gives a boost. No?
A boost of what?
Energy.
Hold on. Are you just going to expel energy into it in your time off so that you just carry around extra energy?
I was thinking about that.
But you have nigh. I'm not saying no. You already have nigh unlimited stamina. Is the thing is that
What he wants is he wants like a little tiny like mouse trap that he can like hit himself with, like snap his own finger in, and then he gets the damage.
I'm tired of Beck flicking me in the forehead, so I just want a little thing that I wear like a band around my forehead. No, okay, forget it. Never mind.
No. I like the idea. You could be like kind of like energy absorbing energy panels into your costume that you could store a little bit extra.
And I would say it would work
like a recovery, except for stamina.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
You can try it. I need an intelligence contest.
25.
Okay, I was gonna say that the intelligence contest was a 25 to beat to just see if you can start it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I recognize wires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's something there, along with maybe some, maybe you get a little bit of help from Impact, not Impact Beck.
Who's that? Okay. Thank you.
Kind of weaving in, not like solar panels, but like kind of essentially like flat batteries into the costume, but like inward facing.
Right.
So when you turn into energy, it kind of fills them up a little bit.
Right.
I have 3D 10 for how many tens of thousands of dollars it costs.
I feel like that's a lot of money.
Yeah, because these are big projects.
Yeah.
It's a small project. In the table, it's a small project.
Yeah, it goes up. It goes up exponentially.
$23,000,
yeah?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, he has the money power.
He has the money power. And I just think that we're going up against, like, these guys are harder and harder and harder, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And if there's a way that, since I can absorb energy, if there's a way that I can bank some energy and stop it. I blew right past that one. Anyways, if there's a way I can store energy just to have a bit of a...
And now their balls are blue.
I think I got the idea from Powerhouse when she juiced me. That's all.
Okay. And it's going to take you 3D 10 days.
Jesus Christ.
There is also an emergency project, which is like you're just with whatever's on hand and it takes like a few minutes.
Eight.
But it's kind of so it's going to take you 8 days.
Okay.
Okay. So you get kind of like halfway through. And then there's one more intelligence contest at the end to figure out if you finish it up.
Cool.
But that's how you spend kind of your 4 days.
Okay.
Is trying to figure this out.
Excellent.
What does the rest of the group do for their 4 days off?
Asher really just spends time with like the kind of at-risk youth that he works with, because I think he's been seeing each of these alternate universes has kind of started to take a toll on him. So I think he like kind of needs some like level of good that isn't superheroing in his life at the moment.
Understandable. Okay. And Corey,
I have a thought. I would also like to do a project.
Okay.
Look what you inspired, Beck.
Yay. I read the rules of the book and discovered a thing.
I think that I would like to create, I don't know what they would be called or how even. I just thought of it just now. I wanted something that like maybe like a seed or something that attaches to a person, and that's what?
You want to invent sticky seeds?
Like that attaches to a person and then transfers venom there, so the person doesn't like in a way that you like can like stealthily cause damage.
That's dark. That's okay. Wild.
I just thought of it.
Sneaky seeds.
I'm
sneaky
also going to just point out that Chad said sticky seed.
I am imagining something along the lines of like in a video game when you like poison somebody and then they like like start coughing or what, they don't know that they've been poisoned.
Yeah,
basically.
It's the poison darts from Assassin's Creed where they're basically. Just like yeah.
No, it's the little bit of arsenic in the tea every morning that the
oh my god,
the put upon wife gives to her 50s era husband.
Some guys just can't handle their arsenic.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, give me an intelligence contest here.
Okay, I'm not that intelligent.
What's your intelligence?
10.
Oh, you're more intelligent than me.
Yeah. You're better than me.
Okay. 24.
Give it to her. Rule of cool.
She opens her kitchen cabinet and just starts mixing shit to see if it works.
So as you already had kind of like genetically engineered like flashbang and smoke seeds, you kind of start with that and you start thinking to yourself like, with the seeds, you're already able to put poison in the seeds, right?
Yeah.
And I think that instead of doing this as a project, because you don't know the first thing about like genetically engineering plants, right? But I think what we can do instead is we can add a signature move for you.
Okay.
And to do it as like an agility contest.
Okay.
To an agility or a senses contest to like stealthily plant seeds on people.
Okay.
And...
just like a little thorn thing.
You should theoretically kind of already be able to do it. It's just about being more like sleight of handish when you are planting seeds on people and stuff like that. So I don't think you need to do a project for it.
Could I suggest something? She works in a friggin' flower shop. She probably has access to plants that are poisonous on some level, right?
I was thinking also like...
He has the venom power.
Theoretically, I could make
instead of like inventing a new seed and stuff... You could also invent like just basically needle thorns so they don't even feel it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So
this wouldn't be a project so much as like you kind of like growing it and doing it yourself, I think. And then we'll come more of a signature
DIY.
Move.
Ooh. Yeah, I didn't know if it would be like a project or a signature move. I was just thinking out loud and hoping that it made sense.
It definitely makes sense, but I think it'd be more of a signature move.
Yeah.
So when you want to do this, we will discuss the mechanics behind it.
Great.
Okay. After 4 days, I'd say that you get called back to Blip, and Joni looks very contemplative.
Okay.
That's a $10 word right there.
And she says, I think it's time at least to try going more on the offensive instead of defensive. I think it's time to try and be actionary instead of reactionary. And while we have been trying to hunt down Titans, Malcolms across the Chromaverse, we're waiting until the few agents I have left 100% confirm there's one, and then you go in. And usually by that time, it seems that Zenith is finding them at roughly the same amount of time. So I'm
there
wondering...
There is no way that Zenith has like a mole here, right?
If they're finding
the Malcolms around the same time as us.
I think it's awfully coincidental. Because Zenith like saw y'all like disappear behind the door, right? And like, right?
Right.
So that would have been, to her knowledge, his first time even realizing something Blip-wise was a thing.
Yeah, to her knowledge, though.
But that was still the third time he saw us. So coincidentally, we've run into his henchmen 3 times in a row here.
One of the things that is happening as well is that he's sending out his henchmen out into these dimensions and they are actively searching as well. And they're not being subtle and stealthy about it like her agents are. So it's like, there has been times when y'all have gone there and found it beforehand, like with the, in case with Concussor, right? Concussor didn't know where that Titan was when you went against him. I believe maybe same as Overkill. But anyways, she's saying that here's the thing. I'd like to send you 4 into CC's not there this time. Jolly Jumper had a book tour to go on.
Oh my god.
Jolly Jumper Jamboree.
Yeah, exactly. The Jolly Jumper Jamboree. Anyways, she says I would like to send you to a likely dimension that they will hit and see if you can track down the Titan or the Zenith or the Olympian, whatever it is, faster than...
Than them, yeah, let's go.
Faster than one of the horsemen can show up and raise hell.
Is there anything your Blip scientists could do? Is there any kind of common energy signature or common
whatever off of the three that are here, so that when we get to where we're going, almost like a beacon, we can narrow the search down to where he might be. Like, as a being of that powerful, they must have some kind of energy signature.
If they are that powerful, though, like that, the
I'm just saying,
what's his face was yeah,
some of them might be like that, but I'm just saying anything that can help.
We could work on sampling, like doing like doing blood samples and energy signature, like power sampling from the three, even the four that we have with the
don't touch that one. Don't go near that one.
And we could test and see if there's any similarities that we could find that could be honed in on.
I don't know why we weren't already doing that. I can help with that.
I think that it'll anything that can give us even a couple hours head start, it would help.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if you want to help with that now, like yep. we could do that scene now. I'm going to need a big old intelligence contest. You get all the bonuses. I'm going to say you're going to get a minor advantage as well, because all the other three, I believe it's a Titan, an Olympian, and a Zenith you have, and they are all willing to help. 38. So funnily enough, there is very big similarities between Titan and Zenith, but with Olympian, not so much. There's similarities, but you have to check your readings a few times. Olympian is not Malcolm Bask.
Sorry?
What?
Huh? By all of your readings, Olympian is not Malcolm Bask.
Who is he?
Okay. Like, no genetic similarities at
genetic all? Similarities. Or the closest you can suss is maybe
he's like a sibling. He's like a sibling or a son, or he's a relative, though. But yes. He's not
relative, Malcolm but not Bask. Malcolm Bask.
Hey, Olympian, can we have a quick chat?
Yeah.
So I'll like take him aside. Who are you?
You know, I didn't think it would be this way that you found out. I am Malcolm's younger brother.
Okay, so where is Malcolm?
He's dead. And I took on his mantle because I had a similar power set to him, and nobody ever knew the difference.
Okay.
I don't remember. Did we rescue this Malcolm before Bad Zenith tried to have a suck session with him?
I believe
Which
so.
One
I
think was we did. This guy?
I think Olympian was with Concussor. So I think
yeah.
Did.
I think it's a while ago. Yeah. Okay.
Olympian was one of the first. He says that he's been trying to live up to the Olympian mantle, the Titan mantle, ever since. Okay. And he always had similar enough powers that only a handful of people ever knew.
Right.
Which is also why he was never really scared about fighting Zenith, because Zenith, he doesn't think, could steal his powers.
Right. That's very interesting.
Okay. I can keep this to myself. We don't need to make a big deal of it.
The other Titans, no. Titan and Zenith, no.
Okay.
Oh, are we not all there? Sorry.
I assume everybody. I know. I would say that like you four are there, because like even just like helping out in the background. But he says that Titan and Zenith know, because like even though they didn't have brothers in their dimensions, it's not hard to figure out between the three of them that there was an odd one out.
I wonder if Olympian, if you'd be actually willing to help us, because if in a way we're looking for all the Malcolm Basks, and if Zenith, the bad one, doesn't know that you're not Malcolm Bask, would you be willing to run a diversion?
No.
Look,
we're not using him as bait.
It's not like we're asking someone without powers and who can't handle themselves here.
I don't think anyone can handle themselves against Zenith.
Can we?
It's literally just a diversion and we all get out.
That's too much like bait. We can't use someone as bait.
Can one of us help him out?
Zenith kicked all of our asses together, all four of us.
And we're still going in.
Yeah.
We still accept that that's a risk. And now we have one more person that might be able to help distract, and then we all get out.
I think we could certainly, I don't know about using him for bait, but I think that if it lessens the risk of him being hurt, he could certainly join the effort in finding the other Malcolms. I wouldn't say put him in front of a Zenith.
I don't think we should be sending any of these guys back out into the field. I think it's too much of a risk. And if he gets a hold of them and tries to take their powers and doesn't work, oh, he snaps their neck, they're done. Like that's too much of a risk.
That's a risk for all of us. every single time we go into another dimension, we're taking that risk. Olympian, I think this is up to you.
I think it's a lot to think on. I might want to talk to Titan and Zenith first about it.
We also don't know if he could take his powers. What if he can take his powers and then we've just like handed him more powers?
True.
I think it deserves more study. I think Beck makes a very good point about, you know, the possibility that he could steal, and we certainly don't want to add to his power level. So until we know that, I think we should stay the course.
Okay.
Thank you for your idea, though, Mercury.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we all assume a risk. I think the elephant in the room is the whether or not he can steal his powers.
Yeah.
I think we can certainly use more hands on deck in our search, for sure. But we don't want the potential of feeding the beast, as it were.
I mean, he's definitely had the chance to steal all our powers, and he hasn't done anything.
He can't steal our powers. He can only steal Malcolm Bask's powers, right? Like it's a dimensional thing.
Yeah, exactly. But so we just don't know if that applies to his sibling as well. That's the problem.
Along with also discovering that Olympian is not actually Malcolm Bask, you also, with that role, you do discover that there is a pretty unique, like, dimensional energy. Like, this dimensional energy, like, tracking and stuff is, and just learning about dimensional energy in general is very new to you still.
Mm-hmm.
But you do, you definitely kind of start figuring out that there is, like, power traces. And then you start kind of actually figuring out that, like, everybody has kind of a unique dimensional, like, think of it as, like, on, like, a radio frequency. Like everybody has their own, like, unique dimensional frequency that, even though the other version of you in another dimension could be of a different age, of a different anything, everything is variable. That
everybody's using the same transponder code, as it were.
Basically, yeah. Everybody's using the same, like, between them all, the same Wi-Fi signal versus, so, like, but it's like all the hardware is different.
How would that work for people whose powers aren't genetic, though?
It's everybody carries. I think people with genetic powers definitely have, like, a stronger signature, probably. Like, anybody who has powers has a stronger signature, but there's dimensions where that version of you in that dimension might not have any powers at all, right?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking specifically of Tracy with that question, right? Like,
everybody still carries a signature to them. It's like, it basically, like, yeah, it's everybody still carries a signature no matter what.
Okay.
Type of thing. And I think with some people it's stronger than others.
Actually, that would be how Blip finds us anyways, usually.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they, I mean, when there's cross-dimensional shenanigans going on,
Nanaganery.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of what you figure out. So I think you probably think that if you could somehow create a device to look for that signal,
you'd find ourselves, kind of a thing.
You could find anyone, really. You could find anybody if you already knew the signal that you're looking for. But then also, like, it would probably take a lot more work to do. Like, you could make, like, a little, like, handheld thing that could, like, track one signal input. But you probably think that you could, like, you'd probably need a lot more, like, interdimensional computing power, essentially, to do a scan of dimensions to locate. Mm.
Okay, well, that's fine. We just need the one for now, right? Because we're just looking just for Malcolm's, and we're just going to be focusing on one at a time, kind of a thing. So,
yeah. Okay, so I think this is going to be another project.
What?
Are you looking to build this?
Yeah, not an interdimensional, but just a dimensional scanner for energy signatures.
Yeah.
That probably already exists, though, doesn't it?
Like within one dimension.
To tracing energy signatures, we've actually already covered this with Knight when we were tracking Mercury with Baker.
Yes, yeah, so that's tracking power signatures. So what you could do is you could probably go back to your regular dimension, get that tech, and then try and, like, retrofit it along with some interdimensional energy to change it from just.
But wouldn't if the Malcolm signatures are as similar as you say, won't it just work in another dimension?
But that was hinging on their, like, power energy, and I think that power energy is different, like, than dimensional, like, your dimensional ID essentially, and also it hinges on the use, like, how recently you've used your powers. So if they haven't used their powers recently, you
oh, like the one that we're trying to find. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So
will that lower the the number to beat if I already have like the base tech.
Yeah, I would think so. Like, because I think the base idea is the same. So you go back, it's still going to be tough to like make like a handheld version because this was like a big computer version that Knight had. But you go, you grab the equipment needed.
If they want to go start looking in another dimension while I'm working on projects.
This is what Joni says. And Joni says that in this dimension, they've done a scan of as much like Titan stuff as possible, right? And it seems that this one is much more of a recluse and nobody knows where he is. But there is a person that every single time they have done something has attracted Titan's attention, and they don't know the exact relationship, but it is a villain who goes by the name Hydroxide. Thank you, Patreon member William Ooh. Taylor,
Woo-hoo!
For Hydroxide. Hydroxide is currently serving time in the playpen, and he always comes up with some kind of plan that they're kind of nemesis of each other. So
is there an acid to go along with Hydroxide?
Sorry.
Thank you. thank you.
So other heroes of this dimension, generally when Hydroxide starts something, don't turn a blind eye to it, but they leave it for Titan to show up and take care of. Basically, Joni thinks that if there's a surefire way to get Titan to come out of hiding to face off is maybe break out Hydroxide and try and work with him.
Cool. So I'll stay back and you guys can take with you the person who's already done a playpen breakout.
Dick?
Ricky, yeah.
Richard. Dick.
That makes the most sense, right?
Little Dicky.
We want a team. Huh? If you want a team of four going, I'll stay back. I'm working on this project and they can take Ricky with them because he's already done it.
She don't necessarily need a team of four.
Is it a foregone conclusion?
Let us bring back the NPCs people like. Yeah.
Is it a foregone conclusion that we have to have... we have to break him out? Could we not talk to somebody in power and explain the situation?
I don't really know how it works personally. She says, like, maybe if you can convince somebody to release a man of that has currently serving several life sentences.
I think with the charisma twins here, we should be able to, I'm all for, if we have to, breaking him out for sure. But time is kind of the essence. And if we go there,
that's a lot of, that gets explosive very quickly.
What's that? Our charisma?
If we break him out.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And then we're accomplices, right? And heaven forbid he gets out and someone gets hurt.
I agree.
Like, if we're able to get him out and they know we're there.
Seems to me you just don't want to work with my fiance. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Is up, super friends. I hope you're enjoying this issue of Legends, a Superhero Story. Not a lot to go over today, but I've got our regular loot crate plug for you, and then we'll let you get back to the episode.
Hello, Legends. Looking to celebrate your fandom? Whatever you geek out about, Loot Crate has a subscription box for you with themes such as Marvel, anime, gaming, and more. Each crate is filled with hand-picked, awesome geek and gamer products. From shirts, gear, and gadgets, they have also included limited edition collectible items from brands you know and trust. Go to lootcrate.com today and use promo code THELEGENDSCAST for 15% off when you sign up. That's lootcrate.com for geeky goodness delivered right to your door.
Make sure you're following us on social media at The Legends Cast. And for more information on the rulebook, head to @matchplaygames or our website, which is www.matchplaygames.ca. Thank you so much, everyone who's tweeted about the show. Remember, if you tweet using #TheLegendsCast, Jack might steal your name for an NPC, and there might not be a lot of chances for that to happen for much longer. Yeah. Don't forget to like, comment, share, download, subscribe, and tell the next person working at the Tim Hortons drive-thru about Legends of Superhero Story. And until next time, stay vigilant.
Joni, before we go, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get as many Malcolms as we can out of the way of Zenith. I get that. But do we have a plan for taking down Zenith? Because right now, no matter what we do, it still feels like we're on the defensive.
That's something that we're trying to figure out. It's basically building enough of a fire block, essentially.
But he's still running around with the capacity to jump dimensions, and he's still going to be a problem.
Which is why we're trying to now get ahead. We're trying to come up with any plans that we can. I mean, if any of you have any suggestions on anything that you can do, but.
I think the main thing is we have to stop him acquiring more power.
Yeah.
And put that fire block in place.
I agree, but then we still need to deal with him at some point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I have no idea how we're going to do that.
But since he can only go to neighboring dimensions at this point, we just need to keep on building that firewall. Like he's still got a lot of
neighbors.
He still has a lot of ways out right now.
As well, we are definitely helping to create that fire blockade, but also at the same time, taking out the Dark Vanguard one by one is incredibly helpful. At ultimately, he's still quite powerful, but facing him one-on-one versus with the rest of the group.
Okay.
Excellent.
Let's go.
Okay, so the three of you are going to head to the playpen, and Beck is staying behind to try and create this device.
Yee.
Well, do we want to go to the playpen, or do we want to go straight to the mount where the people who know are actually probably going to be?
Or does this dimension have a Dynamos team? Or Dynamics? Or
so you're going to the dimension now, right?
Yep, like, okay. I think so. Mm-hmm. Here we good?
Yep.
Yep.
This dimension is a lot more utilitarian. It is like a lot more... it doesn't seem as high tech as like your home dimension. You see like not like propaganda posters, but like the superhero, like, because of course there's like superhero movie posters around and just like superhero posters in general. Like the costumes seem a lot more like military-esque and stuff like that. So it's a lot more like everybody seems happy and stuff. Like I don't want to say like it's like dictatorship-ish or anything like that, but it's
conscription is definitely a thing here.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. I would say like it's a lot more military-esque. Like I think that thing about superheroes automatically being in the army reserves, like that kind of joke in your home dimension is probably like maybe when you sign up to become a superhero, you need to do like 2 years of military service for New Olympus or something like that. Like first. Mm. And that's to like be able to freely use your powers type of thing. Like it's much more strict in its government. You can see automatically.
Okay. Is there a Dynamos team or Dynamic or
Google search?
You do the Googling. I would say that there is, I'm trying to figure out a name. It's not a Dynamos team. It is like a sanctioned New Olympus strike group. What's a good name? Like, any name options? Like it's more utilitarian, more
Dynamite.
Task Force D. That's nice. Terrible. Stop it. Stop it.
Well, actually, no, fine. You find the basically
Dynamites works. Dynamites is great.
The four of you under the direct supervision. Like it is an operating super team under the direct supervision of like a high ranking corporal. Codename Dynamic.
He's a he's only a corporal.
I don't know. I don't know my rankings. It's something
probably, yeah, probably a colonel,
major, colonel. I don't know. Whatever's high up.
You know
there.
What they could be. They could still be J Squad.
Yeah.
No, because I like them being under. They're under Dynamic, so they are like
D Squad.
They're De Squad.
De Squad.
For the record, as she was Googling whatever this Dimensions version of the Dynamos are, I was Googling Purple Blur. And I was not telling them that.
The
sneaky, sneaky.
The Blur Brigade is a special team. I would say, yeah, maybe you're the Dynamo Squad or the Dynamite Squadron or something like that. And it's the four of you and you serve under Dynamic.
Dynamite Squad.
The Dino Squad the and their squad. Crest is a T-Rex.
Cool. Are they based? Do they have a public base or are they?
Yeah, they're like operating. Their operating neighborhood is their space is Anchorville and they have a base of operations there.
Cool.
I think one of the major things is that as you start reading up on the history and stuff like that is you find out that there was a humongous purge of superheroes, essentially, in terms of when the imps attacked.
Okay.
And the city managed to fight back against the imps, but it was through extreme mobilization of superheroes, basically conscripting them into the army, and like just the vast majority got wiped out. So there is a much, much lower amount. And that's why like you have like dedicated patrol zones and stuff like that. And like the idea of the superhero is still there, but it's still, it's much more professional, and like all of your identities are public information.
Yep.
All of you're basically government workers, right? Like all of your, like your pay is available to research and everything like that. And like crime is still a thing, like the Ravagers and Raiders and stuff, like all those are still a thing, but it's very kind of like post-war, not post-apocalyptic. It's like post-war New Olympus, and it's much more strict regime, essentially.
I cool. Googled the Donovan family. I'm curious now.
Charlie Donovan is in the running for department head of his neighborhood in the Noble Quarter. And the family is, it says that they own a bunch of restaurants and stuff like that. But like, there's no like inklings about crime and things like that,
huh.
As there are like that fun kind of rumors in your home dimension.
So should we go and pay ourselves a visit?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Hamster bubble.
So your hamster bubble, you fly over.
I have a question.
Yes.
Have we encountered ourselves in another dimension already?
Not yet.
Not yet.
In the Legends universe, would it...
Well, we've encountered other dimensions in our... Or other dimension dynamos right. in our own.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind then. I was going to ask something stupid. I was going to ask if it would create like a paradox. But I guess a paradox would be like time traveling.
Yeah.
If we met ourselves... If we were time traveling,
you should theoretically be fine. There's the problem with like dimension bleeding if like you cross over and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. it's not, if you just go to meet yourself, it's not going to be an issue.
Oh, cool.
Beck, run me through what you are doing exactly.
I'm making a project.
This is going to be a big project.
I'm making the tech more handheld and portable. Can it be like a briefcase and it like unfolds like Baymax?
How big do you want it to be?
I'm trying to think of like what, like I like or in like Umbrella Academy, you know, they've got the time traveling briefcases.
Okay, yeah, so I mean the housing can be in like a briefcase, yeah. Essentially. Cool, yeah. We're going to call this a big project. So, what we're going to do is we're going to need one intelligence contest just to start, basically, which you've already done. You've already done.
Because it was trash.
Okay, and then this is going to cost 5D10, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Ooh.
Also, Blip will front this.
Yeah, but do they want to keep the tech afterwards? Are they going to take my name off it?
This to be determined.
Is this called Beck Tech?
Wow, I hate that. Three. Ooh, I rolled a 10 in there. 3 plus 10 is 13, plus 8 is 21, plus 6 is 27.
So $2.7 million.
Holy shit.
It's actually not that much, right?
It's 5D10, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So what'd she roll? 27?
Yeah.
27, cool.
So 2.7.
2.7.
2.7. Yep.
Yeah. And 3D10 weeks of research.
Fuck.
But you're doing this all in Blip, and time flows differently in Blip.
3D10 weeks?
Weeks.
I also don't mind paying for stuff, because otherwise my money power is just useless.
13 weeks.
13 weeks. Okay. To touch on the money power for you, you're probably maxing out the money with the money that you spend on the Centurions and the Global Defense Network and stuff like that.
No.
Okay. And your toddler.
The toddler broke me.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I mean, okay, how many different tadpole variation costumes does she have? Like
every single one.
Rainbow tadpole.
Every single
There's Night Stalker Tadpole. There's
Jolly Jumper Bonefinger.
Winter Tadpole versus Summer Tadpole. Yep. And then each season has all the different variations.
It's like all the variations of the Batman pop figures. There's just... Yeah.
And almost every single time without fail, when you finally break down and buy it, Jolly Jumper just gets her one for free that he signed, and she just prefers to wear that one.
Of course.
Completely off topic for one second, but looking through like YouTube shorts today, and I got recommended one about this family that has like 12 kids, and they went through their budget for Christmas, and just on like food and gifts for their family of 12 was over $16,000. And I was like, what the fuck? Because that year,
unless you listen to the podcast, family with 12 kids, and then we love you.
Every single kid got a new bike. Holy shit, right?
That's why you only have 2 kids, so you're not outnumbered.
That's right.
You have no kids.
Also that. Cats, hey?
I love my kittens. Pancake does this thing where she won't go down for a nap unless I'm holding her.
So won't go down for a nap? Yeah. She's a cat. Why are you putting your cat down for a nap?
They're literally babies. They need naps.
They need naps. They need to sleep. You don't need to put her down for a nap, because, though. She's an animal.
We definitely tell when they're tired, and they will like try and stay up. They will
give her a bottle?
I put her into her little bed and I pet her until she falls asleep. But now she's been doing this thing, unless I'm actually like holding her, she won't fall asleep. It is very adorable.
Oh, I guarantee you she will fall asleep if you're not holding her.
And I
need
kind
to
of
sleep
like
train your cat.
Her. I kind of fold her and she holds onto her feet and it's really cute.
You need to sleep train Benny your cat.
Benny used to do the same thing. He would not fall asleep unless like people was like Y'all, next to
the
him.
The point of pets is that they're lower maintenance than real children.
I guarantee he will fall asleep.
But did you consider this?
No. When he was a puppy. When
it's
he was
fun to cuddle her. Like, yeah.
They will eventually
get wrecked.
They will eventually fall asleep.
Listen.
I get to cuddle a cat and have it fall asleep in my arms.
Yeah, fair. So,
newsflash, kids will also not fall asleep unless they're cuddled. Unless you say, no, it's bedtime. And then they go to bed and they might cry for a night. But
or they might upend all their toys and
they might
play
like,
for a few hours.
They
might open up their chest
Anyways,
full of
did you say it was 17 weeks?
Projects. Yes.
13 weeks.
That's a long time, but time flows differently. And also I would say that this like
my hair gets a little grayer.
Gets divvied up in between like with all like the people working under you. Okay, we're about halfway through this point. So you're working on kind of like changing the power signature over to track dimension based. Can I get another intelligence contest, please?
28.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So everything's working well. You start like I think maybe what you do is you go into like some pocket dimensions and you get like Zenith or Titan to fly as far away as possible, and it starts kind of working to
but
track down.
I don't want to be able to track the ones we already have. I want to find new ones.
Yeah, no, but this is your test because they're hiding. And you're able to track them down, essentially, right?
But I already have their signatures. No, I want to find the new ones.
The dimensional signature is the same, right? So this is your test group.
I play a smart character.
Okay. And finally, the final contest is... The final contest is completing the project, basically minimizing everything into the briefcase. Give me the final contest.
My God. It's a 26.
I think you kind of got to sit on the lid to cram everything in there type of thing,
no!
But it's fine. You got it. Like you got it. It's just very eager to pop open and start.
The clasp is what fucked me over.
Like, yeah.
It's like a weak clasp.
You on the dimensions, you miss like a couple millimeters essentially. But yeah,
that's so stupid. And after, I would 100% would do that.
Probably with the extra help, it pares down to, I'd say like, 6-ish weeks in dimension. So y'all three go to Anchorville. And your place is actually at the loft still, but it is like the below part is there is staff in there that work for your squad. And the
it's
top of it
just
is
Brennan.
Where you, yeah, like Barbara Brennan is there as,
but it's
like,
just Brennan. It's not Barbara Brennan. It's just Brennan.
Yeah. So in there is where you can book appearances, where you can check their patrol schedule so you know when they're going to be out, where you can request files about them because it's like a public facing office. And then in the top floor in the loft is the half of it is barracks and half of it is training, essentially, for the four of you. And then also their offices.
I think we go up to the loft.
Mm-hmm.
Just fly to the loft.
Yeah.
So there is like a landing spot up on top. And there's actually, as you're kind of like floating down, there's an automated turret that pops up and it's like, identify yourself. It's like, it's like the big from like, The Incredibles, like the nice. Big turret. Like,
nice. Atticus Gray.
What's my name? Abigail Rose.
it thinks for a few seconds and it says voice key recognized and it like the landing bay opens up and goes down into the training room.
Is anybody there?
It's just dark. You can see like a few automatic lights come on, but are you going in?
I think so, but I'm calling. Hello.
So you float down inside. And
I don't want to surprise anybody. Like, I'm just trying to alert them that we're here. We just want to talk.
So you come down and you hear like the clicking of a cane and you go and you hear this like, you're back from patrol early and you look and it's dynamic in more like he's in a suit and tie and he's got like some like military-esque badges on his lapel and he's got his cane and he's coming forward and he goes, where's Impact?
Dynamic, it's nice to see you.
Where is Impact?
We're not actually your dynamos. We're here because we need your help. Our Tracy is okay. He's just not joining us on this one.
Oh, I'm going to need a drink.
It's imperative that we find Titan.
Okay, then he rolls his eyes and he goes, I'm going to need a fucking drink.
Thank you for listening to Legends, a Superhero Story. If you like the show, tell your friends. And if you don't, tell your enemies. We can't lose either way.
The easiest way to support the show is to become a patron at patreon.com/thelegendscast.
Head to thelegendscast.threadless.com to check out our heroic merch.
Join our Discord to hang out with the cast. Just click the link in the show description.
Last but not least, make sure to give us a follow on social media at The Legends Cast. Don't forget to review, follow, share, and subscribe.
See you next week.